Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Breakthrough Rapid Reading by Peter Kump is a practical self-improvement guide focused on reading efficiency, comprehension, and information management. Written by a longtime rapid reading instructor and former National Director of Education for Evelyn Wood Reading Dynamics. The book translates classroom-style speed reading methods into a home study format. Its central purpose is not to promise effortless shortcuts, but to teach readers how to train specific habits that influence reading pace and understanding. Kump presents structured lessons, drills, and repeatable exercises designed to help readers reduce unhelpful reading behaviors, guide the eyes more effectively across text, and process material with stronger concentration. The book belongs to the category of skills-based instructional nonfiction, and it is aimed at readers who want measurable improvement through practice rather than motivational theory alone. Its reputation rests on being more disciplined and realistic than many books in the speed reading field, especially because it keeps comprehension and retention in view while encouraging faster reading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a home study program built on training rather than tricks. One of the most important features of Breakthrough Rapid Reading is its presentation of rapid reading as a trainable skill rather than a mysterious talent or an instant hack. Peter Kump organizes the book as a step-by-step program that readers can follow on their own, using drills and repeated exercises to develop new habits. This matters because the book does not rely on the common promise that anyone can simply decide to read dramatically faster after learning a few tips. Instead, it treats improvement as the result of practice, attention, and gradual adjustment. The structure of the book reflects that philosophy. Lessons are short and manageable, but they are meant to be repeated and reinforced over time. That makes the method accessible to busy readers while still preserving the seriousness of skill development. The emphasis on self-pacing is also important. Readers are encouraged to use their own materials and build progress through consistent effort, which makes the method more adaptable than rigid classroom systems. In this way, the book stands out as a discipline manual that brings formal, rapid reading instruction into a realistic home setting. Secondly, eye movement and physical reading habits as the foundation of speed. A central theme in the book is that reading speed is shaped by physical habits, especially how the eyes move across lines of text. Kump focuses on the idea that many slow readers do not merely think too slowly, but have developed inefficient visual patterns that interrupt flow. His program, therefore, works on guiding the eyes more smoothly, widening attention across the page, and reducing unnecessary stops or regressions. This is one of the book's most practical contributions because it turns reading improvement into something observable and trainable. Instead of treating reading as a purely mental act, Kump shows that the mechanics of movement affect pace and concentration. The drills are intended to create stronger forward momentum and more efficient tracking, helping readers move through text with less friction. This attention to mechanics gives the book a concrete quality that many readers find useful. It also explains why the exercises require repetition. Physical habits do not disappear through explanation alone. By highlighting eye movement and related behaviors, the book gives readers a framework for understanding why they may read more slowly than necessary and how those patterns can be changed through disciplined practice. Thirdly, reducing subvocalization without sacrificing comprehension. Another important topic in Breakthrough Rapid Reading is subvocalization, the tendency to mentally pronounce words while reading. Kump addresses this habit because it often limits reading speed by tying silent reading too closely to the slower pace of speech. His method does not present the issue in an extreme or magical way. Instead, it treats subvocalization as one of several habits that can be moderated so that readers can process larger units of meaning more efficiently. This is an important distinction because many speed reading approaches overstate the possibility of eliminating inner speech altogether. Kump more usefully frames the issue as control and reduction, not fantasy. The book also links this work to comprehension. Faster reading is not valuable if meaning collapses, so the goal is to help readers shift attention from word-by-word recitation toward phrases, patterns, and ideas. That makes the training more realistic and intellectually sound. Readers are not being asked to ignore language, but to recognize when overly narrow verbal processing slows them down. By addressing subvocalization within a broader system of reading habits, Kump strengthens the book's practical value and avoids presenting speed as separate from understanding. Fourthly, comprehension and retention remain central to the method. A major reason the book has remained respected is that it does not define success as raw speed alone. Kump repeatedly positions rapid reading as useful only when comprehension, concentration, and retention remain intact or improve. This balance is crucial in a field where exaggerated claims often treat reading as a numbers contest. In Breakthrough Rapid Reading, faster reading is linked to better engagement with structure, meaning, and important information. The training encourages readers to become more selective and more attentive, not just quicker. That makes the book relevant for practical readers who need to absorb reports, professional material, academic reading, or large volumes of nonfiction. The emphasis on comprehension also gives the program credibility. It acknowledges that different texts demand different speeds and that skilled readers adjust rather than force one pace on everything. This flexibility separates thoughtful reading from mechanical skimming. Comp approach is therefore not simply about seeing more words per minute, but about learning when to move quickly, when to slow down, and how to hold on to what matters. In that sense, the book speaks to reading as a strategic skill, combining speed with judgment and purposeful attention. Lastly, consistent daily drills and realistic expectations drive results. Perhaps the clearest mark of the book's seriousness is its insistence on regular practice and realistic expectations. Comp does not pretend that a reader can transform long-established habits with minimal effort. The lessons are brief, often manageable within a busy schedule, but they are supported by daily drills that are meant to be repeated over days and weeks. This routine gives the book a workshop quality. Progress comes from doing the exercises, not merely understanding them intellectually. That practical discipline is one reason many readers describe the book as more credible than flasher speed reading titles. Comp does not suggest that every kind of material can or should be read at maximum speed. Instead, he presents improvement as situational and skill-based. Readers can increase their general pace, but they must also recognize the demands of different texts and purposes. This honesty helps the book stand out. It promises meaningful improvement while avoiding the most inflated claims associated with the category. The result is a method that asks for commitment but offers a clearer path to durable gains in reading efficiency and control. In conclusion, Breakthrough Rapid Reading is best suited to readers who want a serious, structured method for improving reading speed without abandoning comprehension. Students, professionals, researchers, and heavy nonfiction readers are especially likely to benefit because the book addresses a real modern problem: too much material and too little time. Its practical value lies in the way it breaks reading into trainable components, including eye movement, pacing, concentration, and the management of subvocalization. Instead of offering vague encouragement, it gives readers a program they can actually follow. That alone makes it useful. Its broader intellectual benefit is that it reframes reading as an active skill that can be refined through awareness and repetition. Compared with many books in the speed reading category, it stands out for being more grounded and less sensational. It does not treat speed as an end in itself, and it does not rely on claims that ignore the limits of understanding. By keeping comprehension and retention central, Comp gives the subject more credibility and more long-term usefulness. Readers willing to practice consistently will likely find it a stronger and more realistic guide than books that promise effortless transformation with little discipline. If you would like to support Peter Comp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.